This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. You guys hear about the Seymour Hersh story recently?
Hersh?
Yeah, Seymour Hersh.
What did he do?
He's come out and made a few pretty, I don't want to say hard-hitting, but decent comments. Of course, he's the Pulitzer Prize-winning. Oh, geez, it's getting late. It's been tough, guys. I've been having a hard time staying with it, staying up this late. I'm just mostly tired as hell by the end of this show. I literally get off the air and I go to sleep. And guess what? I still talk in my sleep, according to my wife.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Is that what you hear? You hear me sleep? You hear me talk in my sleep? How would you know? You're not here. Creeping me out, Harold. Anyways. What did he say? He said a handful of constitutionally minded people within the Pentagon stopped the Syrian war. Do you think he's right?
I think he is. I think he is. He's been right about, you know, of course, he's become a 9/11 truther, at least from the standpoint of saying that, you know, that the whole story of the 9/11 commission was a lie, which everybody knows now, anybody with intelligence anyway. And, you know, I think Seymour Hersh has done an excellent job of being, you know, the outspoken journalist that he's always been, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist.
I believe that's true. He stays careful enough not to get in trouble, but he doesn't name his sources. But you trust him anyway.
Yeah, and what about this group there in the Pentagon, though, Bob? What is he saying there?
Says a few of them are constitutionally minded, and that they helped stop the Syrian war. He says that he goes on to say, Obama didn't do it, that is, pull the plug on the war in Syria because the American people said no. He backed down because he didn't have a case. And there are incredible opposition that will be one of these days written about, maybe in the history books. There was incredible operation from some very, very strong-minded, constitutionally-minded people in the Pentagon. That's the real story.
It's those five generals that went up to talk to him.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So we don't know the full story there, but Hersh will let us know when the time comes.
I'm not holding my breath still. I mean,
yeah. Well, it'd be a good follow-up.
We'll have some follow-up for our listeners. Hey, are you guys concerned about the bubonic plague? I'm serious.
I know there have been some recent outbreaks of it in Madagascar. I saw that.
Yeah, well, it's feared as the Black Death, the rodent-borne disease that wiped out a third of the world's population in the Middle Ages, is back again. I wrote a story last year about the bubonic plague coming back. Anyways, the bubonic plague killed 20 villagers in Madagascar. Health experts are now confirming that's the case. Ooh, it looks pretty nasty. Ooh, I'm looking at a picture here of a plague patient.
Yeah, it's ugly.
And, turns your...
But what about...
Turns your nails and everything black.
You know, I was going to ask you a question. I don't know if you and Harold talked about it earlier in the show, but the mandate coming down from Bloomberg as a parting shot that's requiring all...
flu vaccines for kids?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just outrageous.
Well, I'm more concerned about that, and I'll tell you the reason why.
Well, here's the thing. He's not mandating it. He's mandating it if you have your children in public schools.
Right.
That's the catch. And, well, as far as I'm concerned, take them out of school for more than one reason now.
Oh, yeah. But
he got defeated on the supersized.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, we can only hope the same follows.
This is showmanship, and this is he keeps testing the waters on these things to see what the reaction is, so that the mayor is in charge of everything. This unitary mindset that hey, that's a good idea. Have everybody back. Hey, that's a good idea. Stop all this. Stop the people from getting fat by reducing the size of the cup.
Yeah,
you know that simple-minded bullshit.
Well, the reason why I brought it up, Harold.
We got to watch our language, by the way, Harold.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. What do you think? We're just doing this for fun? Come on now.
Yeah. No, the reason why I brought it up was because there was a news article that ran here in Colorado tonight, and it was basically, again, Bloomberg's effect across the country in various other communities and states, as he has been very supportive of trying to take away guns from people in Colorado, funding a lot of these things. Well, now this program has infected us. I call it the Bloomberg plague rather than the bubonic plague.
All right, now I see the transition. I was wondering how we went from bubonic plague to Bloomberg plague. Speaking of that, Sandy Hook, Newtown gun control ad, mayors against illegal guns. Who could forget this one? This
we
is all
Bloomberg. We dropped Jesse off in the morning, December 14th. They gave me a hug and a kiss, said, I love you, Dad. I love Mom, too.
Our daughter, Grace, was 7 years old. She couldn't wait to go to school. She would skip down the driveway.
My sister loved teaching at Sandy Hook. Every student would say, I hope I get Miss Soto next year.
Lauren loved children, and she always wanted to be a teacher.
I got a 911 call that there was a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
We need to remember the 26 victims who lost their lives.
She just wanted to teach little kids. And that was her goal, and she died doing it. Wonderful.
That was the last I ever saw Jesse alive.
I want to prevent any other family from having to go through what we're going through.
Take away all guns.
Don't let the memory of Newtown fade without doing something real.
Demand action now.
Paid for by mayors against illegal guns.
Yeah, the assumption is, of course, that if you take away all the guns, something like this will never, ever happen again, and we know that's a fallacy. I mean, the same thing applies to these vaccinations. They're telling everybody that if you get your kid vaccinated, they won't have the flu, and we know that's a fallacy as well. So, I mean, everything that they're telling us, as we've talked about before with this lemming mentality, is that if you do what they say, they'll never have any exception to the possibility of failure, which we know is a complete fallacy. I mean, everything that's been done in the name of keeping us safe has failed over and over and over again, yet these events keep going on, and these shootings keep taking place in gun-free zones. And that is the question as to why, you know, the hypnosis and the sad anecdotal. And you know, I guess I have to say I do feel sorry for the parents. You know, but then again, at the same time, I mean, it has nothing to do with the reality of gun control in this country. It has nothing to do with the real.
I mean,
we're
able to differentiate the two, but that's what they're trying to trick people into not doing. And it's quite disturbing that they'd use such traumatic testimonials to try to convey people that somehow we should take away the guns. When, in fact, if that teacher that passed away that they were talking about had a gun on her, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Maybe. Who knows? But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Hey, we're coming up to another break, guys. We'll take a call or two on the other side. I see Art's on the line. Always love to hear from Art on the ground. And your calls as well. We have some open lines. 800-313-9443. Even if you're Frank from West Virginia, you can call. See? We take all calls. 800-313-9443. Unscreened, uncensored, and guaranteed to stir up some controversy. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be right back in seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk this part. Above ground or underground? Which one is it tonight, Art?
Well, I'm currently above ground, but here in about another, 41 minutes, I'll be going back underground for the night.
Okay.
Just real quick before I get to what I called about, you know, this whole thing about taking people's guns, you know, if they really want my guns, don't be a coward like this colonel fella who wants to wait until you're dead so he can pry from your cold, dead hands. Be a man. Grow a spine. Come knock on my door. And, you know, ask for him. Just remember one thing. I'm not afraid to die. Because, like the song said, Five Finger Death Punch did a song called Death Before Dishonor. I'd rather die on my feet free than to live on my knees a slave. Anyway, be that as it may. These, you know, I'll tell you what. I hear these people calling in, these white nationalist scumbag asshats. Makes me almost ashamed to admit that I am white. You know, I've mentioned.
Oh, well, that's just your white guilt, Art, and you're just a self-hating white guy.
Because my son is half black. I know. I guess I'm a race traitor. But you know,
You're a traitor.
I'm a race traitor, man. I'm a race traitor.
Let me ask you something. Do you not love your son because of that?
I love him with all my heart.
Oh, come on! But he's half black. You can't possibly love him.
Why, I loved his mother.
Oh, wow, geez. I don't know how you can do that. I mean, this is just perplexing, Art. But anyways, go ahead.
It's a mental disorder, man. What can I say, you know? I have to wonder, you know, how these guys, people like this, survive with that kind of mentality, thinking that because he's white, he's got some, like, birthright to 40 acres and a mule, really? How about get off your lazy ass, go out and do, you know, earn what you want. Don't expect it to be given to you because you have some inherent right, really? Are you kidding me? That is the lamest line I've heard in a long time, that because he's white. What? You gotta be kidding, really? And that's, you know, these asshats like Frank. This is a character who calls in, a year and a half ago, bragged about being on food stamps, and turned right around the very next breath and talked about how much money he had in the stock market. Really? Who in the hell is paying these folks to call in to networks like RBN and others and talk this kind of crap? Gotta be on somebody's payroll, man.
I don't know if they're on somebody's payroll, but from time to time it is somewhat, I don't want to say entertaining, but revealing, I guess you could say.
It's pathetic is what it is. I mean, I couldn't imagine being that disconnected from reality to think the way these folks think. I mean, if you got that kind of money in the stock market, why the hell are you getting food stamps?
Did he really say that? He's on food stamps?
Hey, I'm not kidding, man. He did. He called in. This was about a year and a half ago. See, I remember people like Frank and Russ and all of these characters. I might be old and somewhat feeble.
Oh, don't even bring up Russ. Jeez, on wood, we don't hear from him.
I know, yeah, for real. But I remember these characters. And I remember some of the lame crap that they spew. And I have to wonder why in the hell anybody gives these guys airtime. I mean, I understand you want to give people a chance to speak, but, you know, when you're bordering on complete and utter stupidity, there's got to be a line that you draw.
Well, actually, I enjoy the stupid calls even more.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, is that sadistic, maybe? I don't know.
Bob, I think you're just a glutton for punishment, man.
I guess so. I mean, I don't mind it. A lot of people shy away from controversy. They shy away from idiots, you know, going on with their BS rhetoric and whatnot. And I kind of like it. I kind of like to have an opportunity to not just preach to the choir and get my ego stroked and just talk to somebody who absolutely hates me and is filled with all sorts of ignorant points and issues.
Well, I tell you, man, I got to give you props because I could not put up with it. I really could not put up with it, man. You know, but, you know, these characters like the other one, you know, the white nationalist fella, you know, like I said, when I hear people like that talk, you know, I'm almost ashamed to admit I'm white. And I know you're Jewish, and I got no problem with Jewish people. It's the Zionist pigs I got
I
a problem
do.
With.
No, I'm joking. You're right. It is the Zionist pigs.
Zionist
I've made that
pigs.
Distinction time and time again. And
I know
I've explained
Jews are not
that.
White.
What's
we know
that
Jews are not white. We know that Jews are not white.
Jews right? are white. I mean, what is white? What is black? What does it matter, really? Do we all believe red? Is that not true?
You know, Jews have a somewhat olive color, man. But you know, when I hear people like this talk, I feel, you know, almost ashamed to admit I'm white. Just like I think every really good, and I know a lot of Jewish people who cringe at the very actions that these Zionists, Talmudic Zionists, that, you know, I mean, they, when you talk about the Talmudic the Zionists and what they do, my Jewish friends cringe because they feel so disgusted at what these people do.
I do it publicly on the radio on a regular basis.
It's, are people so... God, I wish I could talk like I talk in the chat room. I really
are,
do.
I'm going to continue to have these white nationalists on, though.
I just have to wonder, you know, do these people, are they raised to be this narrow-minded, or are they born?
I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, I grew up in South Florida, which is extremely diverse, and I think I can attribute that to some of my ability to see through the labels and the stereotyping and, you know, that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, I don't know that it's necessarily having to do with entirely the nurture of their upbringing or whatnot. So I don't know. Probably. It probably comes down to, I had a fifth grade teacher who told us when we were young, you know, fifth grade, what are you, 10, 11 years old? And I had the teacher tell me, and he said, you know, I'm from Indiana, where our governor was a Ku Klux Klan high up, and you guys have no idea how lucky you are to have the diversity here. You know, I sat next to a Palestinian guy, in front of me was a black guy, behind me was another Jewish girl, and so on and so forth. And the teacher says, you really ought to cherish this and realize that you got a very lucky upbringing here. And that's not to say that I think we should be forced to mix with each other. If you want to live in a community with all whites, so be it. That's fine. But the supremacist attitude, the idea that somehow you're better and somehow you should only stick with your group, is not something for me. You're entitled to that view if that's what you believe. But at the end of the day, for me, I'm really interested in loving all people. And I know that might sound hippy-dippy and Pollyannish, but that's the truth.
I'm the same way, you know. I mean, it's one thing, like, I'm very proud of my Anglo-Saxon heritage, but I'm not so naive as to think that, you know, there's something wrong with, you know, hooking up with somebody of a different race, you know.
Sure.
Anyway, hey, thanks, Bob. Cool. Y'all have a great one, man.
The Bob Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The future. 800-313-9443. We'll take your phone calls here on the Bob Tuscan Show for the remaining portion of the broadcast. And, well, we got Harold Sayem running shotgun with us tonight, investigative journalist and Hellraiser, and none other than Steve Starrs. Steve, you still there? You've been sleeping?
Oh, no, I'm listening in. You know, I had a comment about that last diatribe that was...
Go for it.
Well, I ask questions as to why all of this anti-Semitism is being generated. It's like what happened in Germany. Remember, we've been told to read the book Ominous Parallels. And we see the same thing happening here, where I blame actually the same people, the political Zionists, who actually infused all this anti-Semitism, if you use that word, into the Nazi society and the German society in order to create Israel. They wanted to move those people out of Europe. They couldn't get them to go there after World War I. So they had to create a very uncomfortable situation in Europe. And even Hitler was in favor of seeing these people migrate to Palestine, what was called Palestine at that time. To me, I think a lot of this, I talked about before, you know, the Ashkenazi Jews and the banking, the entire banking establishment, and I'll leave this open to you guys to talk about. To me, this looks like it's being planned. It's being manipulated. And, of course, as you know, Bob, and you and I both, I grew up in South Denver with a lot of Jewish friends and stuff like that. The average Jews aren't the people who are doing most of this nasty stuff, but they do get swept up in the community activity, of course. It's not a Jewish issue. It's the same people who are actually agitating. They caused Kristallnacht by organizing the labor parties around Europe to boycott German products. You know, when you saw what happened there, when there were boycotts against Jewish labor and Jewish businesses in Germany, it was in the aftermath of them trying to crush the economy of Germany using the networking system that they had organized through the Labor Party, the same people who run Israel today, the Labor Party, Peres, people like that. I mean, I see a parallel, that ominous parallel. I don't like it. I don't like where it's going, because what we're doing is we're blaming a group of people when you have a very foul group of top Nazi, Zionist types at the top who are creating this kind of animosity to benefit themselves and their own community and their furtherance of the Israeli agenda. That's
all right.
My take on it.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, Steve. Let's take another caller here and talk with Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill.
Excellent broadcast, as usual. Absolutely groundbreaking. I'm hoping that you have your guest on more often, and I appreciate Steve drawing a fine point on this. The exact quote of our Heavenly Father, Yeshua, Messiah, Yehovah, was those that would say they were Jews and yet were not. And I think that point that you brought out, Steve, is that very important. You would have to be denigrating a Semitic race in order to be anti-Semitic. But
right.
Your exact point being that we're not dealing with that. Thank God for the righteous and just among those, and I'm very worried for Israel and the few that are there that are at risk presently. Thank God for the Hirsches and you guys that are willing to speak righteously at a time when speaking at all can be a very dangerous event. My question to the guest is, had he had an opportunity or has he monitored any of the discussion, King Johnny for President at Hotmail.com? I was on the air, in the audience the morning of over at the trenches, and Catherine came on the line, and she was carrying a police scanner. I'm wondering if he or anybody else in this search for the truth in regard to Sandy Hook, considering that BBC felt it important enough to interject MI5 five nights in a row, announcing 6 months before the destruction of the evidence, like 9/11, that the school was to be taken down completely. Considering that, I was wondering if you're familiar with SheilaAliens.net. SheilaAliens.net.
No, not me.
Is this Harold?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm hoping that you get a chance because, the ape press here, the sad Coeur d'Alene depressed had a ape story with pictures, I might mention, of the Lickspittle media lapping up the audio discs from the event. And yet, we would understand that the Secretary of State has not signed off on or released all of the tapes, number one. But number two, that the Lickspittle media, much like, what we have over here with, our poor press, would lap it up with what they are given from the state and yet not receive all of the evidence. And there are two channels, at least, A and B, associated with that in every city, in every state of the Republic, at least, that can locally monitor by going to SheilaAlien.net and monitoring those police channels. I would think at this time even more so that it would be important, unless they've changed it, considering who's running that operation and Motorola and who evidently they are, considering what happened in St. Louis in the 80s, I would warrant that ultimately that might be the crux of how and where we break this mystery within a conundrum, within a puzzle palace interjection at a local level.
Well, getting the truth out is not difficult. We're doing it all the time on alternative media. Of course, you have to pick and choose your sources very carefully, but the mainstream media will, so far as we can see, never rebroadcast what has been discussed on the best mainstream media sources. Corbett Report is one that's a sterling example of open source journalism. James Corbett. You'll never hear that, not even on Amy Goodman.
You'll never.
And I just got a plea from her today to donate money. And I keep telling her the litmus test is 9/11. You have to cover 9/11.
Oh, she covered it, all right. She covered it up. And wasn't she there?
Covered it up. Yeah.
I would just want to mention, in order to cause the National Public Radio 501c3 corporates to understand what risks they are by virtue of the Mockingbird Media Common Press, presently either print or journal, that they check out the Spokesman Review, October 18, 2012. Absolutely wonderful commentary. I don't know how he got it out. Jim Camden, C-A-M-D-E-N, 509-879-7461. Church appointee aided CIA on terror. The cemeteries have been putting out, obviously, a very high-grade clergy response team, presumed Bible-bearing crowd of pastors, preachers, priests, and or rabbis that are not about to mention the alternate media as yourselves and the breaking of the real stories from the pulpit to warn their flock. They are there to consume the flock, though.
And they're consuming it, that's right. We're coming up on our last segment. Thanks for the call, Bill. We'll be back in just moments with any final phone calls and commentary from Steve Starrs, Harold Save, and me, Bob Tusk. Stand by.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
I had a pretty tasty dinner tonight, guys. I went to the farmer's market, Harold. You ever go to the farmer's market? I never see you there.
I've been several times, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I don't
sometimes we go as activists, and other times we go just as patrons.
I see a lot of junk food there, though.
There's junk food, but you know what? The produce this time of year, you can't beat. I bought some organic kohlrabis. I like kohlrabi. You ever eat kohlrabi?
Yeah.
It's tasty.
I should probably go more often.
I got some sunchokes today. You ever have a sunchoke?
No.
Oh, those are real tasty. Steve, you know what a sunchoke is?
No, man. I live up here in the frigid north, and I don't have that luxury.
Oh, whatever, dude. What else did I buy today? Kohlrabi, sunchoke, some baby bok choy. Anyways, had a nice dinner.
You're making me salivate. For things I've never eaten before, but this
we eat fermented food as well. We got some black-eyed pea tempeh. Most of the time, tempeh, which is fermented soybeans, uses soybeans. But a brilliant guy said, "You know what? Screw soy," which I don't blame him. And he said, "I'm going to use black-eyed peas." And then black IP tempeh was born, and it's delicious. The baby even likes it.
Oh, yeah. I like black eyed peas.
So.
But then again, you know, I did spend some time in Oklahoma where black eyed peas were a mainstay staple. You know, it's, you got to be able to enjoy black eyed peas. As a matter of fact, you have to eat them on New Year's Day for good luck. I don't know if you know that tradition or not.
No, I know that. And I'm a white guy. Is it taboo for me to say I like black-eyed peas? Oh, is that, am I going to get in trouble with some of our white nationalist listeners? Speaking of which, let's talk to Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes. How are you tonight?
Hello, Bob. Thanks for taking my call to allow me to, whatever, engage in this debate, should we call it? I'm looking at a map of the world called a Human Development Index by the United Nations, and USA and Canada and Europe and Australia, New Zealand and Argentina, they're all first world nations, and the entire continent of Africa is fourth world. Now, would the United Nations perhaps be a bunch of white supremacists?
Actually, first of all, the United Nations, I mean, that's your source. I don't think they're wrong in this case. I recognize that there's something to this. But, you know, what's your definition of first world, second world, third world, fourth world? What's your definition of this, Wes? People
well,
living in poverty?
I tell you what,
here's the deal, Wes. If stuff hits the fan, you know what? That African villager who's supposedly living in fourth world poverty, who's able to grow his own food and fend for himself, he'll be doing a lot better than you will.
Really? Well, that's your opinion, perhaps. Perhaps the nuclear weapons will not be aimed at Africa, but you would ask me a question and I didn't get a chance to answer it.
Nuclear weapons aimed at Africa? What?
Yeah, you got me off point. You asked me a question. I'd like to answer if I could. The question was, is what makes a first world nation and what makes a fourth world nation? I think according to the United Nations, they have, half a dozen things. The amount of education that you attain, the amount of lifespan that you're expected to have in that country. What else was rated there? How much money you make? I mean, they call it most livable and least livable nations is another thing to search. And I don't see many people from the USA trying to break into Nigeria, which is, according to the United Nations, Niger, however you might want to pronounce that. That's number 186 at the bottom of the list. And I imagine that most people don't want to break into that country because they have something more livable, something that one would want to.
All right, but again, I don't know that that has anything to do with the color of the people's skin living there. It's something that I'm not going to buy ever. So.
It's telling me that the first world nations are all dominantly white.
We're not dominantly white here, and that's not true.
Well, the United States is still a majority white people, and they are a first world nation. And once again, the fourth world nation, the fourth world continent is Africa. Now, is that not? Yeah. A dominantly black.
Well, what about the Chinese? Do you like the Chinese or?
I, I, I prefer to be around my own race. There's a guy, Mike Harris, who has visited China many times, and he points out that the Chinese language expresses much about the Chinese people. They are very good at memorizing. They are very good at copying, and one would have to be very good at memory and copying to get along with the Chinese language. It's 10,000 little pictures that you have to learn. Now, English language is a little bit different. You learn 26 letters, you learn syllables, you put them together, and you can create a new word yourself. The white people are more creative, they hold more patents, they hold more scientific developments than the Chinese people, who actually score higher in IQ testing because they're good at memory and they're good at copying, but they're not all that great. And
are there any variables,
or creativity?
Are we just going to generalize this whole segment here? All blacks in Africa are fourth worlders, and all whites in America are good, and all Chinese people are good at calculators, and all people of the purple land are very good at being purple.
Okay, here's the problem. Violence is taking a place against white people. I mean, this country, USA.
Last time I checked, black on black crime is through the roof.
Well, should I be concerned about that? I have no animosity towards any black person
who
wants to promote his own race. Why is there a double standard? When I'm a white person, I want to protect, promote, and live around other people that share my...
I don't think there's a double standard. I'm all for it.
Don't!
Yeah. Blacks can live around blacks if they want. Whites can live around whites. And if whites and blacks want to live together,
so be it.
I choose to live in a place where all of the people intermingle.
I had
black girlfriends in high school, and I have no problem with it. And I think that if you think that you don't want to have the girlfriend, that's your prerogative. I'm a complete libertarian when it comes to this.
Is there such a thing, Bob, as a black supremacist?
Sure, there's plenty of reverse racism, as they call it.
I've never really heard the word. Is there such a thing as a Jewish?
Listen, I don't care about being exclusive to your race. I don't care. As long as you're not a bigot, as long as you don't hate somebody or dislike somebody simply because of where they're from or what they look like. That's when you say, because this person is black or because this person is X, that's why you judge them and treat them differently or hate them or whatever you want to call it. That's where I have a problem with. Does that make sense?
Black on white crime is jumping up.
You didn't answer my question. Goodbye. Thanks for the call. We're out of time anyway. So.
Hey, thanks for being on the show. Good to hear Harold. Get him back on, Bob. I love Harold.
Yeah, we'll have Harold on again, even though he's a white guy, an old white guy. Too many of
great
you.
Great guy, man. Thanks. Good to hear from you, Harold.
Thanks, buddy. We do appreciate it.
We'll see you.
All right. Take care, man. Steve, as always, thank you. And thank you to the listeners. Love you guys. We'll be back tomorrow.
By the way, your caller was right.
Oh, I'm sure he... I know he was white.
Right.
White, yeah.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.